Sunday Parshas Bekudesh Shir Beis.
The Gemara speaks about the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph Shlichus Minolan. Where do we know Shlichus from? Where is Shlichus being learned from? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, V'shilach melamed shehu oise shliach, V'shilach melamed shehi oise shliach, V'shilach melamed shehashliach oise shliach. At least we start at 12:15. It's 12:23. I'm sure that you're very busy, but so am I. V'shilach shlichus minolan d'tanya v'shilach melamed shehu oise shliach, v'shilach melamed shehi oise shliach, v'shilach melamed shehashliach oise shliach. That's the gear that we have in front of us. Ashkechon v'gerushin v'kedushin minolan chitei me'olaf v'gerushin malgerushin ken yeshna baal korcha amarkov v'yotzev ha'isa makashavai le'yetziah ma'yetziah mashvi shliach afavai anami mashvi shliach. Okay, so first of all, the concept of shlichus, we have to explore, and this is where the sugya is begins. What exactly is shlichus? The Gemara, certain places we haven't seen it yet, but the Gemara has a description for shlichus. Shluchay shel Adam kemaisai. Interestingly, the Gemara doesn't say that here. We'll chance upon it, Beis Hashem. But right now, the Gemara hasn't said yet shluchay shel Adam kemaisai. But there's this idea. What does it mean, a shliach? What does a shliach do for you? It could say it in one of three ways. I'm not going to say the yeshiva shechakira yet. One way is that a shliach does a maisa for you. Another way is a shliach does a chalois for you. And another way is a shliach is your yad. Those are three different things. In other words, let's get it clear. Every time a person wants to affect a change, that is really called a chalois. A change in status is a chalois. Something was mine and now it's yours. That's called a chalois, the kinyan. A woman was single, now she's married. There's a chalois, kiddushin. She was married, she's now divorced. Something was chula, now it's kodesh. Something was tevel, now it's truma. All of those are chalois. Now the chalois is almost always affected by a maisa. How does a person make something that was once his someone else's? How does he do it? What maisa? Hagbah, mishicha, chazaka. Those are all different types of maisas. The chalois is identical. Hagbah and mishicha will give you the same chalois. How does a man make a woman married to him? A woman that was single become married? Because of shtarabiyah. The different maisas. The chalois is identical. In the end of the day, it's identical at least. Right? How does a person divorce a woman? The get is the maisa gerushin. The chalois is the gerushin, the fact that they're divorced. So what does the shliach do? Does the shliach do the maisa for you? And therefore, obviously, what ends up happening? The chalois. Or the shliach is a shliach on the chalois. And he's not your maisa. He's not doing a maisa for you. He's doing a maisa, and he's creating for you a chalois. Is there a difference? Doing both. We'll have to see. Yeah, maybe if both, then it's a maisa. Once he does the maisa, then that means that the chalois is right. If he's doing the maisa for you, then obviously he's doing the chalois. Or is he only doing the chalois? Like or the chalois is automatic. Or maybe he's only doing the chalois. He doesn't do the maisa for you. He's able to make a chalois for you. Maybe it's his maisa, your chalois. That might depend on the yeshiva shechakira.
He didn't do the maisa.
What?
He didn't do the maisa.
He'll do his own maisa. He's not doing the maisa for you. It's not your maisa. It's not that now he made a maisa for you. He's making chalois for you. How? He'll have to do his own maisa. Okay. Or maybe he's doing the maisa for you. And a third way of understanding shlichus is that he becomes your yad. He becomes your yad. I'll give you an example. Believe it or not, this is a little bit shocking, but there's a discussion. What happens if a shliach is moide to something that is incriminating to the person that sent him? What's the usual klal of Haidah? Haidahs? Baldin Kemeid Nadamim. Who's the Baldin? The guy that sent him. But maybe when I made him the Shliach, he becomes the Baldin. He becomes the Baldin. This is a discussion in the Achronim. Why? He's me. He becomes my Yad. He becomes my everything. He becomes my Guf. It's almost like now he can be Moida for me. Enochanami, there's a din of Shliach Ledvar Avera. Bishamay says, Yeh Shliach Ledvar Avera. And we have certain cases where maybe Yeh Shliach Ledvar Avera. What?
Now, I'm not talking about, that's because the mino was to do with the Ravera. If I remind him to do something and he does something else, if he's actually me, I remind him to do something.
No, because only me and what I asked him to do. It's only you and that. And that is you.
He does something with Isser or Hetzer. And he chooses the Isser path and he could choose the Hetzer path.
He's not you and everything. He's only you and...
Okay, so he's not you.
Anyway, so that will be part of the discussion. That would be part of the discussion. How far would you take this? How far does this go? But these are three different understandings of shlichus.
If I make a shliach, he can go into my property and take my car and drive away with it. This is me.
In whatever the shlichus is in, he's you. So if you made you a shliach, he can't be moida on something random. If I make him a shliach for kedushin, he can't be moida that he lent someone $1 million. But they have nothing to do with it. But in the shlichus, he became me. So in the if I made you a shlich to be makadosh, I could be moida that I was makadosh.
If he's over Shabbos, if shliach for an avera works, if he's over Shabbos, I'm the one who gets skipped.
That's correct.
Not him.
Not him. That's the raya that shlichus is not only on a chalois. The achrayim bring a raya. Shlichus is not only on a chalois. Why? Because avera is not a chalois. Avera is a ma'isa. So he does the ma'isa, and I'm chayiv. How does that work? The answer is, who did the ma'isa?
You did.
I did the ma'isa. I did the ma'isa. What do you mean? He did the ma'isa. No. He did the ma'isa for me. It's my ma'isa. Became my ma'isa. It's not just the chalois. Over there, maybe is a ra'i shlichus is on the ma'isa, not just on the chalois. This is going to be a big discussion, and it might even end up that certain shlichus work certain ways, and we'll have different types of shlichus because we've only seen that mem aleph amet aleph. But when you turn the page, mem aleph amet beis, mem beis amet aleph, you're going to see different makaris for shlichus, different places. Why do we need them? What do we learn from them? Maybe this is one type of shlichus. This is another type of shlichus. Over here it says shlichus shalom kamayis. Over there it doesn't say shlichus. It's going to get levidic, my friends. This is the entire sugya. The rest of the zman basically is going to be sent and trying to unravel the riddle of shlichus.
According to what you said about the other riddle,
yeah.
If you send him to marry your wife, so technically he married your wife.
We need that. Yeah, we need that chair over there. Just sit by the door. It's your punishment for coming late. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Would he be technically considered married?
Yeah, sit over there. Just sit over there, and no one walks in.
Would he be like technically married to your wife then?
No, so how does that work? What?
He's you.
There's a stender? There's a stender there. Rav Asher Ayeli asked the question. You should have to say, Arei Mekudesh Es Li. Okay, that's... What?
You can't make a shliach for Bia.
Right, you can't make a shliach for Bia. Okay, so we'll have to see. How does that work exactly?
He's a shaitan.
There's obviously no problem that it's the same person, Kilo, as him.
Right. Well, we'll see. Let's see, Rabbi Isai. I'll call him. The Gemara says, where do we know shlichus? Where we're trying to learn shlichus out from over here is shlichus for kedushin. Our mesach is kedushin. Gemara says, I have psukim by gerushin. How do I know kedushin? Says the Gemara, makish avaya li yitzia. Ma yitzia. Mashvi shliach, afavaya nami mashvi shliach. Rabbi said, we saw this drasha before. Where do we see the drasha? Dav heyom et aleph. The Gemara says, how do we know you could be mekadesh bishtar? Gemara tried learning it out from a kal v'chomer from kesef. So the Gemara can't because ma'al kesef shkein point of a hekzer shmai sheni. So where do we learn it out from? That's v'haisa makish havaya liyetzia. And then the Gemara says, oh, so why don't you also learn out that kesef give me megarish from makish from the hekesh of yahal chavaisa? So the Gemara, no, because kesef machnes kesef. Moitzi ein kateger saneger nase kateger, says the Gemara. Over here also shtar moitzi shtar machnes. I still do. Okay, so Abayi said, Do we always make this drasha of v'holcha v'haisa makas shavai liyitzia? Yotze v'haisa? You see on a hamad al, if you don't always make the drasha. So when do we make the drasha, when do we not make the drasha? When yes, when no? On hamad al, the Gemara says, oh, makas shavai liyitzia, okay. So then why don't you learn out from here also that you could be the megarish b'kesef? No, this is Gemara, we don't make the drasha over there. So
because it doesn't work, technically.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't work?
Because
you mean you have a problem. In other words, we would have made the drasha, but over there we have a svara to uproot the drasha. That could be. But I'd like to suggest as follows. If you look, every place where the Gemara brings the drasha, it's always makish havaya liyitzia. The Gemara in Daf Hei was suggesting makish yitzia lehavaya. We always learn from gerushin to kedushin. We learn from, just like you can be megarish beget, you could be mekadesh bishtar. Just like, what are we saying over here? Just like you can be megarish with shliach, mekadesh bishliach. Everywhere the Gemara mentions the hekesh of holocha v'haisa, is that the hekesh? V'yatzav ha'isa, makish havaya liyitzir. The Gemara that hey tried something else. Why don't you do yitzir la'avaya? Do it that way. No, that the Gemara shut down because the Gemara says this svara doesn't work. That svara is knocking off half the drasha in that direction. The drasha is now a one way drasha, makish havaya liyitzir. But it seems like if you look, there's numerous Gemaras that seems to be makish in many ways. So let me ask you a question. So why don't we say you could be Makadish Bal Korcha? Makish Havaya Liyitzia. My Gerishin works Bal Korcha. Kedushin also works Bal Korcha. Why can't Kedushin work Bal Korcha? Why not? But you learn from Gerishin. But you learn from Gerishin. Why Gerishin doesn't need Das Acheres?
Gershon's not Das Acheres.
What?
Gershon's not Das Acheres. You're not.
In Achanami. So learn from Gershon. Who said Kedushin? Kedushin's a whole new thing. It's not a regular. So if Kedushin would be a regular Kenyan, maybe in Achanami. If Kedushin's a regular Kenyan, maybe in Achanami. Tosis, we said, was much more noita that the Kedushin of Kesef is a regular Kenyan, similar to the Kesef of Sadeh. So maybe in Tosfos to say, look, you always, every Kenyan needs Das, and therefore maybe, but according to Rashi, we said anyway, this is not a regular Kenyan, and the Kesef of, according to Rashi, the Kesef of Kedushin is not even, you don't even have to be kind of the Kesef, it's a Maisa, Yitain Dover Biyada Isha. So why doesn't it work Bal Korcha? So Rashi brought a special Gzeres HaKosev in Achanami. Smashma, according to Rashi, we would have said that it works Baal Korcha. Where did we learn that it works Baal Korcha from? Dachsach, from Gerishin. That's shot in that Rashi. Why do we have a Havamin that works Baal Korcha? Gemara says, I would think it works Baal Korcha. Remember the Gemara? If it would say Ishkoine, then what would it be?
Okay,
therefore it says Ishaniknis Dimi. Rashi not over there. Enough and not. Rashi later on in the Masechta says learn from Gzeres HaKosef. Why? Because I have a meaning. You learn it out from Makash Shavai Liyitzia. We don't.
Wouldn't you ever see that a hekesh only goes that way?
Here.
A hekesh is generally both ways. It's a bridge. It's a being makesh. Why are we seeing?
So, Moshe Aaron, in his vast breadth of knowledge of Shas, has asked a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say it only goes one way. And
I think it's Rabbi Shimshon.
Even the Gemara.
What do you mean?
The Gemara that entertains the Havamina of Yitzia La'Avaya is good. We have a svara why it doesn't work.
Right.
Anywhere where you would learn something Yitzia La'Avaya, you would learn it. What else are you going to learn? Nothing. I'm saying that doesn't make it only go one way. It's both ways. It's just there's nothing else to learn. And the reason you don't learn Kesef is because of svara.
Okay. Let me gain weiter. I'll call upon him. The Gemara says, what's the drasha? The drasha is, says the pasuk, Vishalach melamed shehu oise shliach. Vishilcho melamed shehi oise shliach. Vishalach vishilcho melamed shehashliach oise shliach. So Rashi says, Vishalach begerishin ksiv vishilcho mi beisai. Rashi is telling us there is no pasuk of Vishilach. It doesn't exist. Rashi says on the Dimas of Vishilach, begerishing siv Vishilcha. There's no pasuk of Vishilach. Vishilcha. So why does the Gemara say Vishilach? Rashi says what we mean to darshan is from the fact that it chose the word Vishilcha, not Vigirsha. So which letters are different in that word? Shilach. Shilcha, Girsha. So Vishilach, those words, why'd you choose those words? Melamed, why does it say Vishilach? To tell me that he sent, that you could use a Shliach. Now it says, Melamed Shai Isha Isa Shliach, Lekabel Gita. Says Rashi, Karilah Vishilcha Loi Mapik Hei. Rashi says, it says Vishilcha. Now the word is written with a dot in the hey, which is pronounced Vishilcha. Or you could read it Vishilcha. Vishilcha means she sent. Vishilcha means she was sent. So what's the translation of the pasuk? Vishilcha mi besa. She was sent. But Rashi is saying you could also read it if you want Vishilcha mi besa, which means she sent. She sent. So what would that tell you? That she also can make a shliach. Over here, the Torah Tamima asked the question, why can you read it? There is a mapikei. Rashi says, you could kari la shilcha loy mapikei, but there is a mapikei. What do you mean kari la loy mapikei? There is a mapikei.
He's an extra limud for mapikei.
Why is there an extra limud?
Because mapikei is more than a regular hay.
But if it wouldn't be mapikei, then it would mean that she sent. But it is mapikei, which means she was sent. It's not extra, the mapikei. It needs to be there in order to tell us that she sent. So how are you reading it without the mapikei? Says the Sefer, the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah. What?
You say that he sent. Why does it have to be that she was sent? And he sent her. Doesn't be other. And he sent. And he sent or she was sent?
He
sent
her or he sent? Just Vishilach.
He sent her, yeah.
That's Vishilcha. Unless you'd say it should have written Vishilach Oisa instead of Vishilcha. Vishilach Oisa. I don't know why you'd have to write more letters, but that's what the Torah Tamima says. You should write Vishilach Oisa. Vishilcha can be also read Vishilcha. So they chose to write Vishilcha, and it could be read, that's why. Or says the Ksava Kabbalah, that this is something that happens all the time. That you read a mapikei without a mapikei. In his vast breadth of knowledge of drushas, the Ksav HaKabbalah says you can do. You can do this. You can read Vishilcha, sometime mapikei, sometime not mapikei. Torah Tamima doesn't like it. He's like, where do you ever find such a thing? Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, you do find it. So you have to know if this is, he says this is regular, standard fare in the Gemara, but sometimes we read it with the Mapikei, sometimes without. I'll call upon him.
If it has a Mapikei, why don't we have an extra Dushan now, according to the Tzav Kabbal?
He says we do.
If Shalach Vishalcha and then Mapikei.
No, it's not Dushan. The extra Mapikei. The Mapikei is Vishilcha.
Right.
And then Vishilcha.
But if you could have written without it, you have Vishilcha without the Mapikei, so the Mapikei.
No, you couldn't have written without it. You need Vishilcha. It has to write Vishilcha.
It has the
mapikei,
we're learning
out
the guy
who
could send
a shliach. Mapikei changes the taich of the word. When it has the mapikei, it means that he sent her. If it wouldn't have the mapikei, it would mean she sent. So it has to write it with a mapikei.
We're learning both.
But even though, what?
We're learning both.
And we're going to learn both.
How?
It says Ksav Kabbalah.
It goes both ways,
we do that.
But the Ksav Kabbalah goes one way each case. Maybe sometimes you can read it without the dot or with the dot, but you can't do both in one time.
Say any time there's a mapikei, you can read it both ways. Maybe because it should have
learned how judges both ways.
Yeah, you learn it right. Yeah,
learn how
judges both ways. That it's standard fare. Every mapikei can be read without a mapikei.
Same thing with the
Yoder
without the
Yoder.
Can be read, I get it.
We darshan every time. We darshan one thing. Over here, it seems to say every mapikei can be read double, either way. It's not, maybe because it could have said Vishilach Oisa, maybe it's the recent Gufa. But he says that's normal standard fare for Mapikeis. We read them both ways. Why do we do that?
Chris, the Torah, if he says it the wrong way, we're incorrect. Then it has to be that way.
So well, it's not. First of all, it's not makif. I don't think it's makif. The
mapik. According
to this, I'm not saying if it could be written without the mapik case, the mapik is extra.
I don't think it's makif.
It has to change the meaning.
But you're only changing the you're not changing the words. You're just changing the way that you pronounce it.
Not really.
That's not. I don't think.
If you have a concept.
No, nakuda is changing. The pronunciation. This is just changing the emphasis. I don't think that it's ma'akif. Even though it'll change the meaning.
According to Ksav,
you have your concept of Kri and Ksiv. Isn't part of it. The Omer Chumash is read the same way.
This is not Kri and Ksiv.
So if that were the case, it should have been Kri and Ksiv.
You should what?
We should, according to this shot, we should have Kri and Ksiv.
We should what?
If you really want to make a drasha, we want to have our cake and eat it too, the only way to do that is to have a Kri and Ksiv. And you actually
okay,
have
so Yaakov, in his vast breadth of knowledge, says the only way to do this is to have a Kri and Ksiv. And the Ksav HaKabbalah says not like that. He says that even without a Kri and Ksiv, this can be done.
What?
Is recent or is
no. No, I mean, he's not. He's 200 years ago. What?
That's
out of the Mapik Hay. He says Mapik Hay, it's normally brings numerous instances where they darshan the Mapik Hay with and without.
So then you won't, why does Rashi not have an extra drasha?
So he says because that's the way that you read a Mapik Hay. This is what you do. Maybe it's because you could have written it otherwise. You could have written Oisa, and it wrote Shilcha. But whenever you have the Mapik Hay, that's something that a person can do.
If Rashi says that's you don't need without the Mapik Hay, so why is Rashi need to use a second Vishilcha in a different pasuk? You have another drush available here.
No, because and then you need two more drushes. Those are two drushes. So Rashi's saying we have two drushes. We have a Shilach and the Shilcha. One to teach me he makes a shliach, one to teach me she makes a shliach. Now the Gemara continues and says, the Gemara, how do you know that a shliach is a shliach? The shilach v'shilcha melamed a shliach is a shliach. Says Rashi, shilach v'shilcha, beis pa'amim nemar be'inyan. Twice it says the word v'shilcha. You look there, in Pasuk Aleph it says v'shilcha, and also in Pasuk Gimel it says v'shilcha. It says it two times, the word v'shilcha. Rashi is saying, you're going to darshan two v'shilchas. Both of them are going to get a drasha. What are we going to learn from the first v'shilcha? That. He makes a shliach, she makes a shliach. What are we going to learn from the second v'shilcha? That shliach makes a shliach. Now it's interesting. The Gilyon HaShas of the North asks a question. He asks, why do I need a pasuk that shliach is oish a shliach? Shlucha shel adam kamaisai. Can he make a shliach? Yes. Now that he can make a shliach, shlucha shel adam kamaisai. If he can make a shliach can make a shliach. What do we need? We don't find anywhere else in Shas that there's like a discussion of shliach oish a shliach. Only by Gerushin. Why? That we'll have to see. What? Not shliach as a shomer, it's a shomer. It's not shliach as a shliach. Al kopanim. Let's see Tosis. Gilyon HaShas. In the back of the room. Yeah, you're saying on the back of the room.
On the shnei pamim?
No, just on the fact that there's a drasha for shliach as a shliach. You don't need. What do you need a drasha for shliach as a shliach? Of course, shliach as a shliach. Shluch hashalom kemoisai. We just learned from a pasuk. We just said shliach is a shliach. So what Dovi is pointing out is that we didn't say yet the klal of shluch hashalom kamaisai. We said shlichus. We didn't say kamaisai. So we have to see if it's true everywhere. Maybe it's not true over here. It's only true somewhere. We'll have to see.
Argamar shlichus minolan is shlichus bechlal or shlichus dafka by kedushin.
We'll have to see.
That's the
rest of the Gemara. What zok toisus, Rabbi Isai? V'shilach v'shilcha melamed sh'ashliach is a shliach. Rabbi Isai, we have a lot to do. I'm happy to talk these things over, but then we have to start a little earlier. V'shilach pirush hakunchus, the tray v'shilcha k'siv v'parsha. There's two v'shilchas that says in the parsha. V'im toimar v'ektoisus v'itzrechad v'shilcha l'midrash k'tana v'shoita sheni ochel isgarish. The hachi mashma v'shilcha mishu mishalcha v'eno chazeres prat lezusha mishalcha v'hi chazeres. Taisa says we learn out from one v'shilcha already something. Why? Because there's halacha you can't divorce a person can not divorce a ketana and a shoita. Why not? Well, ketana and shoita they don't have das. Who cares? Gerushin works. Bal korcha. So who cares? They're not das. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you need a woman that's v'shalcha ve'eino chayzeres. You know that you send her away and she doesn't come back, which means she has to have enough intellect to realize when you're sending her away that she's leaving, she's gone, it's over. Right? A ketana doesn't get that. And a shaita doesn't get that. So therefore, even though you don't need her das for gerushin, you need her to have das in order for there to be a gerushin. Where do we learn that from? Says Tosfos. From a shilcha. So I need a v'shilcha for something other than what it says in our Gemara. So one v'shilcha is taken. It's occupied. So how could Rashi say, trei v'shilcha, ksivim v'parsha, I need one of them. Says, Toises yesh loimar, di v'shilcha basra, yesh shtei drashois. Di matzi lemeimar v'nasan v'yado v'lishtoik, umi de kasa v'shilach, Shmamino ledrasha, umehei de vishilcha, nafka drasha acheres. Says Tosfos, the second vishilcha has two drashas. Well, let me get that clear. The first vishilcha has one drasha or two drashas?
Two.
So Tosfos means to say the second vishilcha also has two drashas. What do I learn from the two drashas of the first vishilcha?
Him
and her can make a shliach. What do I learn from the second vishilcha? Shlucha is the shliach, is the shliach, and
doesn't come back.
And meshach v'enu chayzeres. L'chor, this is pshat and Tosfos. Again, the shlema v'shilcha baso yesh shtei drashes. Demat zilmei v'nasim b'yad av alishtek min dekasa v'shilach shmai min al drasha. V'mehei de v'shilcha nafka drasha acheres. Rabbeinu Chanan opirish. Rabbeinu Chanan is mefarish. Dime v'shilcha achroin darish kulhu. I learn it all out of the v'shilcha achroin. I could learn it all out from there. How is that? The second one. Mishulcha achron dorish kulhu. V'dorish shilach. Tav matzal meimar v'nosan biyada. V'chein vav de v'shilcha. V'chein hei. I'm sorry. V'chein vav de v'shilcha. V'chein hei de v'shilcha. The idach v'shilcha itzuch lahach joshim mishalcha v'eno chayzeres. So he's saying, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, the first pasuk is for what? Mishalcha v'eno chayzeres. And from the second pasuk, I learned three things. One, two, three. V'zeh loshon Rabbeinu Chananel. Now let's see the Rabbeinu Chananel inside. D'tanya. Shilach melamed she'oisa shliach. Pirish v'shilcha mibeisoy acharoin. The second one. Havalei lemichtov v'nasim b'yodim v'lam ha'kasev v'shilach lomer she'oisa shliach. Hoisif v'hei. The kasev shilcha melamed she'oisa shliach. V'shilcha hoisif vav oin melamed she'ashliach hoisa shliach. So how does Rabbeinu Chananel learn?
Three out of one.
Three out of one, one out of the other. How does Rashi learn? Two out of one, two out of the other.
Two
out of one, two out of the other. Two out of one, two out of the other. Two drushes, two things are learned out of one, two things learned out of the other. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, one out of one and three out of the other.
Why are there two drushes?
There's not. Him, her, is from the first. Shliach is a shliach. And Meshach v'eno chazeres from the second.
We're saying Tosfos is
Yeah. I'm assuming that's Tosfos' first shot to try to defend Rashi.
According to Rashi, right? We learned that from Meshach and Beisai. He said later on. He said, it sounds like we learned from the first.
Where's Rashi later on? It seems like he's coming to say that's pshat. We'll have to see if that's really the way Rashi learns, but hold on a second. And what about according to Rabbeinu Chananel? It's very lopsided. Why does Rabbeinu Chananel learn three things from one pasuk and one thing from the other pasuk? Why does he do that? Why three things from one pasuk?
Not so much of a limud.
And why does he switch it to the acharoin?
Because
the Chayyim is saying like this. The first one is not really a limud. The first Vishilcha is legufe. The Lashon of Tosfos says, Hachimashma Vishilcha means Meshalcha v'eino chayzeres. That's not a drasha, it's just that's what Vishilcha means. Send her away. It's not really a drasha, the first one. That's why I asked to switch it to the second one. Because once you told to me once, You don't have to say it again. So you shouldn't have said it at all. Now I can darshan everything out of that pasuk. Vav, shilach, hey, I can learn everything because the entire thing is extra. So therefore, Taisit in the Rabbeinu Chananel. What?
Is that not Chagas Tanan?
What?
If it says it twice, if you can judge them, like Chagas Tanan, Shimon and
Kiran. You have to work that out.
What?
A kitzer, Rabbi Isai, this is what Taisus is saying here.
There's not enough room in this.
This is Pshat and Taisus. And so according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Chayra comes out that the Gemara is going to be very different than according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it's 2 and 2. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's 1 and 3. I think Rabbeinu Chananel has to have a different gears from the Gemara. Look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the way that we have the Gemara, Shnichos Minolon. The Tanya, Vishilach, Malamet Shuoysa Shliach, Vishilcha, Malamet Shahioysa Shliach, Vishilach, Vishilcha, Malamet Shashliach, Oysa Shliach. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it doesn't do with Vishilach, Vishilcha. Where do we learn Shliach, Oysa Shliach from? From the Vav.
Rashi used to say Vishilcha, Vishilcha.
No, it's
why do Rashi say Vishilach, Vishilcha?
Because it's Vishilach, Vishilcha we learn it from. It's because it says it the second time also, Vishilach, Vishilcha. There's 2 drushes in the first one, 2 drushes in the second one.
The second one, there's 2 drushes is using for Shilach Ben Chazeres.
The first one is Vishilach Ben Chazeres, and the second one is because Vishilach, Vishilcha. That's the second drush. That's why he's saying what the second drush is, according to Rashi. If you look in the Rajba Taka says, Rabbeinu Chananel is a different Girsa. We have the Rajba in front of us. The Rajba says, we're in the middle of the Rajba. Rabbeinu Chananel medaktek hakol mi v'shilcha basra. Techad l'guf eitzrich. V'iduch l'drasha. V'kul hu darshinu l'mechad kra. Vigoris. See that word there? Vigoris. He has a different girsa. Shilach manamit shehu oise shliach. Shilcha. Add the hey. Manamit shehi oise shliach. V'shilcha. Shadivav ashilach l'shilcha. That's the chora, the pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel. However, Rabbi Yisai, there seems to be a discrepancy between the way the Rajba learns and the way Tosfos learns. Let's take a look carefully at the way Rajba brings Rashi. And I think you'll see that the Rajba brings Rashi differently than Tosfos brought Rashi. And we'll see the way that the Rajba brings Rabbeinu Chananel. And I think you'll see that the Rashba's Rabbeinu Chananel is different than Tosfos' Rabbeinu Chananel. How? Let's take a look. Says the Rajba, Pirush Rashi, the Trei v'Shilcha Ksivi. V'Tavayu l'Medrash Asi. Midikasa v'Shilcha v'Lo Ksiv v'Girsha. V'Darshinon Chad. V'Shilach v'Shilcha Sheshnehim Oysen Shliach. We darshin one v'Shilach v'Shilcha that they both make a Shliach. V'shilach v'shilcha basra sheshliach sheloi v'shelo oisin shliach. So v'shilach v'shilcha, what do we learn from there?
Him and her.
The first one.
Him and her.
How many things are we learning from there?
Two.
V'shilach v'shilcha basra. We learn sheshliach sheloi v'shelo oisin shliach. How many things are we learning from there? Two.
Where does he know the Gemara?
What are the two? The two are that his shliach can make a shliach, and her shliach can make a shliach. That's what it sounds like from the Rajba. Tosfos had a major problem with that. Eliezer jumped all over me. Mishalcha v'enu chayzeres. What do you learn that from? What do you mean? That's why Tosfos was saying, no, you have to crank out somehow an extra drasha, because mishalcha v'enu chayzeres. Says the shita shalaynoi delimi. Mishalcha v'enu chayzeres learned from somewhere totally different. Wrong. It's learned from Ibeisa. Vishilcha mibesa. It's learned from mibesa. It's not learned from the word vishilcha at all.
Isn't there a machlekas in the Gemara what the pasuk is for? I'm saying the Gemara that Tosfos brings, and I'm not outsourcing. It's a machlekas if it's
I go back and
yeah, but that's a yad. Right. Someone that has a yad.